This is Andy Coffin, president of the Institute for Leadership Excellence and Development Incorporated. Thank you for joining us for this special premium edition of the People and Projects podcast. You know, when I first started as an executive coach, I felt like I had to have all the answers, you know? One of the benefits of getting older is that we realize that it's impossible to have all the answers. In fact, over time, I've learned that the people I respect the most are less about the answers they provide and more about the questions that they ask. And that mindset is one of the many reasons why I appreciate Rob Kaplan's book, What to Ask the Person in the Mirror. In this premium episode, I'd like to review some important points from the interview to help you apply the learning. First, do you recall Rob's point that there's often an inverse relationship between your level in the organization and the quality of feedback that you get? Man, I love that reminder. I see too many executives who, as they get greater responsibility and more impressive titles, they begin to forget their fallibility. You know, I was delivering a keynote just recently over in Cleveland and got into a discussion about LeBron James, the NBA star who didn't exactly leave that town under the best of circumstances back in 2010. The executive I was speaking with said, "LeBron, he is just so arrogant." My reply was something to the effect of, "You know, how could he not be? He's been surrounded for years. I mean, even from his years in high school, with people who love him, admire him. I mean, you could argue he's been an object of worship, right? And how do you keep yourself from succumbing to your divinity when you're constantly being heralded by the masses?" You know, as a side note, for those who follow American football, it'll be interesting to see in the years ahead of how somebody like Tim Tebow will handle his fame after being all the rage this last season. How does he keep from being another celebrity sports guy gone astray? Well, more to the point of this discussion, how do you and I continue to get better and smarter and have more influence and yet stay grounded? I mean, let's be forewarned. The more important you get, the less quality feedback you're going to get. So you have to take the initiative, where Rob basically is coming from, to get it. So I recommend you check out my past interviews with Michael Roberto. He's a former Harvard business professor now at Bryan College. He wrote the book, Know What You Don't Know. I got to tell you, I love that book, and it applies here. He talks about how information gets filtered within organizations and how to bypass those filters. One of his ideas is referred to as get to the edges. If you're familiar with the show Undercover Boss, that's an example of the point. Too many leaders, including project managers, we can spend too much time away from where the work is really getting done. Get to the edges. Spend time with actual customers or users. Surround yourself well with people who've been given permission to give us honest feedback. You know, the higher you go, the less quality feedback you're going to get. You have to consciously seek it out from people who will provide it. And you know, when we get that feedback, we need to avoid being defensive by truly taking it in and changing. Roberto has so many very practical ideas for getting the feedback that we all need. I recommend you get that book. Second, how about a little experiment? Let's say that you asked your team this question. What's the vision for our team? Now, you could replace the team word there with project if you'd like. What's the vision for our project? Or how about these questions? What are our top three priorities? You're not asking what theirs is as much as what is our. What would you say are our top three priorities? How about this one? If our team didn't exist, what would be lost? Now, I realize that last question may feel a little scary to ask when we're in struggling economic times, but don't miss the point. Now, we may think we have a vision, but our opinion really doesn't matter nearly as much as if our team can speak it back to us. If they don't understand it, they're not going to be guided by it. And Rob repeatedly emphasizes that we need to be clear about our vision and our top priorities, and we need to err on the side of over-communicating it all to our teams. Why? Well, I know it seems obvious, but as we talked about in the last premium episode, it's the vision that truly inspires performance. People will show up for a paycheck, I suppose, but they'll give their lives for a vision. Now, thankfully, most of us aren't asking for lives, right? We just want people to be totally engaged while they're at work. One way, and it's only one, but one way is to make sure people understand the vision. Where are we going? Why? And what are our top priorities as we move that direction? The great Scottish explorer named David Livingstone, he once remarked, "I'll go anywhere as long as it is forward." I love that. You know, in many ways, that's true for our teams. They want to make progress. They want to be successful. we need to make sure that forward is clear in our minds for sure, and that we chart it and communicate it clearly to our teams. We know we're making progress on this when the answers from your team, customers, and bosses align with what you intend. Third, you know, as your responsibilities increase, do you see the number of hours at work move up as well? I thought that discussion with Rob was kind of interesting. You know, namely, Rob's point was that more responsibility doesn't necessarily have to equate to more hours. You know, I gotta tell you, that wasn't necessarily my personal experience or the experience I see with a lot of coaching customers, but I think Rob's got a point. But it only happens if we're intentional and strategic about our work. So in a real sense, it comes back to vision and priorities. What is it that you, I'm talking about you must do? What is it that I must do? Which tasks are there that you are really the best one to be doing that? Moreover, what is it that you might like to do, but you've got people in your teams, they're paid to do it? Man, let it go. You know, who are you developing as your successor? You know, as I teach in our Leadership Fast Track Program session on leveraging time, developing the people around you is not just a good idea in principle. It's a time management issue. It's a career advancement issue. What is it that you can delegate to people that'll help them grow and free up time for you to focus on more strategic issues? If you're not happy with how many hours you're working, it's worth asking the questions that Rob offers in his book in this area. Fourth, I invite you to try out Rob's clean sheet of paper exercise. The idea, if you recall, is to start from scratch. If you're starting this project over, let's say, would you approach it the same way? Would you go to battle with the same team, organized in the same way? Would you even do this project at all? What would you have changed? You know, I went through this with my business recently, thanks to Rob. And in my analysis, I learned if I could start from scratch, I'd put a lot higher focus on keynote presentations. I do a lot of them today, and I'm doing more, but I'd put a higher focus on that. In addition, I'd put more focus on e-learning and writing another book. These are all things that I enjoy, but more importantly, they align with other priorities, which include not being on the road 5 days a week. What would you do differently if you started with a clean sheet of paper? It's an interesting exercise that I recommend you try. Now, of course, you may not be able to do everything you write there, but it provides a good perspective on things that you could potentially change. Rob's book gives more information on how to do it. I'll take one last idea from the discussion with Rob. He talked about the fact that, you know what, people are watching us. As leaders, we do indeed cast a long shadow, and people are paying attention. You know, as Rob noted, we might be spot on 99% of the time, but then there's that 1% where we lose it with our temper, or we compromise on quality, or maybe even integrity, and that's what people remember. Now, clearly, none of us walk on water, so we're going to make mistakes, plenty of them, but as a wise mentor once told me, it's better to shoot yourself in the foot, not the head. My interview with Tony Schwartz might be an interesting one for you to go back to if you haven't listened to it, or maybe you just haven't heard it in a while. Tony talks about his rule of triggers, which I mentioned in the interview with Rob. It's a helpful maxim to live by. Remember that what you laugh at, what you pay attention to, what riles your emotions, what causes you to look pleased or upset, it's being taught to your team every day. Never forget that you're modeling what you will likely receive back from your teams. Well, I have to tell you, I so appreciate having you as a premium subscriber to the People and Projects podcast, and I would love to have you in this year's Leadership Fast Track program. Make sure to check out the show notes for a link. You can download a brochure and just learn more, as well as get the $500 discount between now and April 15th, 2012. Well, please let me know what questions you have and if there's anything I can do to help you lead and deliver. And thank you for joining me for this premium episode of the People and Projects podcast. Have a great week.